Back in the days before email, the internet, and every other computer-related high-tech wonder, one of the biggest things going was the erasable ballpoint pen. Second only to the Rubik's Cube in its ability to amuse and amaze, the erasable pen left its mark on the early 1980s by combining smooth ink writing with the eraser capability of a pencil. What makes these pens erasable is the ink. Ink used in regular pens normally consists of two things, a part that gives the ink color and a part that makes the ink stick to the paper when you write. Ink coloring consists of either dyes or pigments. Combined with a chemical component called a binder, the coloring penetrates into the surface of the paper. When it dries, the ink is stuck fast. Erasable ink differs from regular ink in several ways. First, the coloring is composed of pigment rather than dye. The pigment is combined with different kinds of rubber, creating a type of liquid rubber cement. The rubber includes solvents that evaporate quickly after writing, making the pigment rubber mixture thicker than regular ink. The thickness, combined with release agents that provide a thin film between the paper and the ink, prevent the ink from actually penetrating into the paper. So when you rub this ink with an eraser, it peels away, much like rubber cement. In today's high-tech world, the erasable pen is no longer a big deal. But it's nice to remember a time when something so simple seemed so amazing. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.